You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hallelujah. I want you to point to your ears and say, be open.
Be open.
Point to your eyes and say, be open.
Be open.
Oh, glory to God. Be open. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your ears. Oh, glory to God. Oh, ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Ancient doors. And the King of glory shall. Say, I let him in.
I let him in.
I let him in.
I let him in.
Oh, glory to God. How many remember when I said last week when I finished the service and I said that I had a check in my spirit that people were going to begin to rise up and hit back concerning some of the things that were going on in this nation? How many remember that? Oh, glory to God. And then I was watching the news this week, and I began to see that the people began to go to the colleges, oh, glory to God, and protest against the protesters. Come on.
Amen.
These people that were holding up flags and putting up terrorist flags and pulling down our flags, oh, glory to God. And so the people in America are beginning to hit back.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Oh, glory to God. I had that check in my spirit, and that's just the start of it. Amen. That's just the beginning of it.
Kings 4, verse 1, and it reads, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondsmen or slaves.
Amen. Last week I was dealing with shutting doors. The week before last, I was dealing with shutting doors. That we got to make sure the doors are shut. As a matter of fact, I believe that I started off by saying that sometimes we're more concerned about cutting off the access of people instead of cutting off demonic doors.
Yes.
Amen, somebody. The access to the enemy. You may be seated. Oh, glory to God. And so we got to begin to tell somebody, shut some doors.
Shut some doors.
Shut some doors. It's going to be important in this season that we shut doors, shut off the access to the enemy. We see in this passage of scripture that her husband had died. Oh, glory to God. And I believe he died prematurely. Somebody say prematurely.
Prematurely.
Prematurely. Prematurely. Oh, glory to God. And how many has ever heard people blame God for things? God, why did you allow this to happen? I've been around long enough to hear people blame God for things that have happened. Oh, glory to God. But let me say this here. God is not always allowing these things to happen, but we are allowing these things to happen. And really it's because sometimes we don't know who we are in the Lord. But glory to God. We don't understand how we're supposed to be operating. We won't grow up. Sometimes we're okay, all right.
My God.
And so we are allowing things to happen.
Amen.
Point to yourself. Sometimes we are allowing things to happen.
Yeah.
Go to Matthew 26 and 40.
And he cometh unto the disciples.
Uh-huh.
And finds them asleep.
Uh-huh.
And he says unto Peter, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation.
Now here's the Lord telling them to pray, so that they don't enter into, somebody say, temptation.
Yes.
That meant that they had the ability to do something about it. Come on. They had the ability to do something about it. If Peter would have prayed, more than likely, spent time pressing through in prayer, more than likely, he wouldn't have cut off that servant's ear. Oh, glory to God. And so we look in the Bible and we see that you have the ability to do something about it through prayer. Oh, glory to God. Go to Matthew 24 and 20. Matthew 24 and 20. I just want to lay down some stuff. Amen. Oh, glory to God. So that you can see your ability, so that we can see our ability in this thing. Okay. Matthew 24 and 20 says what?
Matthew 24 and 20 reads, but pray ye that your flight not be in the winter.
Pray that your flight don't be in the winter. Jesus was talking about the last days, and he was finishing up by saying, pray that your flight don't be in winter. In other words, he wouldn't have told them that if they didn't have the ability to do something about it, somebody say, through prayer.
Through prayer.
Through prayer. So in other words, and what is winter? Winter is a season. Oh, glory to God. You can do something about your seasons. Tell somebody you have the ability to do something about your seasons. Amen, somebody. They said we got to begin to step up to the plate, and take responsibility for some of the things that has happened. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. We got to take responsibility. I was as the Lord was just, dropping these nuggets in my heart, last night, I was like, Father, forgive me. I take responsibility. Because how many know sometimes we're always looking outside of ourselves to blame others and even blame God. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
I ain't getting a whole lot of amens, but it's the truth. Hallelujah. Sometimes I believe we're blaming the devil, and the devil ain't even doing everything. Okay.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we realize that the disciples, that their failures, somebody say, were prayer failures. Were prayer failures. Why do you think, here's Christ giving them this information, telling them to pray so that they could be what? Proactive and not reactive. But when you look in the scripture, you look in the garden, and here they were doing what? They were reacting to what had happened. Are y'all getting this?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. They was reacting. And a lot of times we find ourselves reacting instead of being proactive. When the Lord tells us to pray, I remember that when God started, just dealing with me in the middle of the night and waking me up to pray, amen, and he would, tell me in my own little special way how to get up and pray, and I wouldn't do it. And then next thing you know, all hell would break loose the next day. And so it didn't take long to realize that, guess what? When the Lord wake me up to pray, it's important that I get up and I pray. Because even if you can't stop something literally, you can beat all the life out of it so it don't affect you like it wants to affect you. Are y'all getting that? Tell somebody you got the ability to beat the life out of some stuff. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are y'all getting this?
Yes, yes.
All right. And so we see that the husband died prematurely, Amen. But when we drop down to, and some things was going on, but when we drop down to verse 4.
It reads, "And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid has not anything in the house, except for a pot of oil. Then Elisha said, Go, borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels."
Thank you, daughter. Now, because I need to apologize, because I know a couple of weeks ago I was just trying to run over this instead of just taking time to break this thing down. Amen. And really talk with you about shutting doors. Amen, somebody. Here was God getting ready to usher her into something new. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Usher her into something new. God was about to do a new thing in her life. And how many know that sometimes when, you know, when you look in the scripture and you look how God was taking the children of Israel into something new, oh, glory to God, he would literally have them to, you know, how can I say this? He would have them to wash their garments. Mm-hmm. Amen, somebody. He would have them to prepare themselves, get it right with him. Yes. Amen. Yes. Why? So that when you go into the new thing, you don't bring the old devils in with you. Amen. Amen. When God told, who was that? Israel to go back to Bethel. Amen. And the Bible says that, hey, he stopped the whole family, made everybody get it right. Come on, somebody. Took away the idols, the old gods. Amen, somebody. And they had to get it right with the Lord. And so there are some times that we need somebody to say to shut doors, to close doors, so that we don't take the old into the new. Oh, glory to God. Well, go to verse 12. We're looking at a Shunammite woman who was decided to be a blessing to the prophet of God and to set up a chamber, amen, a bedroom. Oh, glory to God, a room for the man of God. And he wanted to bless her back, amen, for what she had done. How many know that, you know, even as leaders, we have the ability to pronounce blessings upon you? Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And so go down to verse 12, and the Bible says what?
"And it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, Call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto her, Say now unto her, Behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care."
You've been careful. I thank God for everyone in here. There are people in here that are careful about us. Amen. They make it easy, oh, glory to God, for us to do the will of God. And we thank God for you. We want to appreciate you. Take the time to say we appreciate you. Amen, somebody. Read.
"What is to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken for to the king, or to be spoken for to the captain of the host?" And she answered, "No, I dwell among my own people."
Now last week, the week before last, I was talking about don't cut off your own access. Stop cutting off your own access. Go to chapter 8. 1 through 6, chapter 8, 1 through 6. Let's go there, chapter 8, 1 through 6. 2 Kings, chapter 8, 1 through 6.
Second Kings 8,
yeah.
Verses 1 through 6.
Yeah, speed up a little bit, Lord, if you can.
"Then Elisha spake unto the woman whose son he had restored to life, mm-hmm. saying, Arise and go, thou and thine household, and sojourn wheresoever thou can sojourn. For the Lord has called for a famine, and it shall also come upon the land 7 years.
And this is good because you need to understand that there are times when judgment is coming, but God wants to protect his people from the judgment. Amen, somebody. I'm going to say that again. When judgment is coming, sometimes when we look and we say, oh, judgment is coming, you know, and stuff, and we think that, you know, but no, God can, okay, God, I want to go somewhere. I'm not going to go there yet because I want to show it to you again. Read, daughter.
And the woman arose, and she did after the saying of the man of God.
Uh-huh.
And she went with her household and sojourned in the land of the Philistines 7 years. And it came to pass at the 7th year's end that the woman returned out of the land of the Philistines, and she went forth to cry unto the king for her house and for her land.
Right now, this was the woman that said, I don't need access to high places.
Jesus.
I don't need access to the king or to his captain. Come on. You got to be careful sometimes what may come out of your mouth. Even if you don't think that you need access, you may need access for another person.
Yes.
Come on. And so don't cut off your access to high places.
Yes.
Amen, somebody. Read.
And the king talked with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, tell me, I pray thee, all the great things that Elisha has done. And it came to pass, as he was telling the king how he had restored a dead body to life, and behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life cried to the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, my lord, O king, this is the woman.
This is the woman. This is the woman that said that she didn't need access. Come on, sometimes we can get beside ourselves. Come on. Oh, glory to God. You know, and because I said a little bit earlier, some stuff the enemy ain't doing, we're doing.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Some stuff we're doing. Read.
And this is her son, whom Elisha restored to life.
Come on, this is the person that was dead.
Yep.
Oh, glory to God. So here he is. He's in there and he's testifying about what Elisha had done. Oh, glory to God. And so she walks in. And with her son, and that's them right there. I done talked them up.
Yep.
Oh, glory to God. Read.
And when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed unto her a certain officer, saying, restore all that was hers and all the fruits of the field since the day that she left the land,
so she
even
needed,
unto now.
She needed this access.
Yes.
And the man of God knew it.
Yep.
Sometimes we don't try to pay attention to what you're saying because you don't even know what you need sometimes. But God knows what you need. I don't need
my
you.
God.
I don't need that. I don't need. Yes, you
my
do.
My God. My God, my God.
Yes, you do.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Long Rangers.
Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Go back to chapter 4. Are y'all getting this? Sometimes, like, you know, and I had to repent. Yeah, because I was rushing. As a matter of fact, I said, I got up here and said, I'm 10 minutes. I'll be out of here. I just wasn't feeling it that day. It was me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. But that was stuff that y'all needed to hear and see in the Word. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. All right. And so we see, I think it was at 15, verse 15. She stood in the door. She stood in the door because just like the woman that that was told to shut the door because she was getting ready to enter into a new chapter in her life. We see that this woman of God, she's standing in the door. She's about to transition into a new chapter in her life.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. And she stood in the door because doors are places of transition.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. When you're transitioning out of the old into the new. Tell somebody, I'm about to transition. And I hear the Lord saying, I'm about to transition out of the old and transition into the new. I'm just telling you what I hear the Lord saying.
Yes, I'm transitioning. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Read, daughter. Might as well keep going on down. Read.
And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, no, my lord, nay, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid.
Don't play with me. Don't play. You play too much. Don't play with me.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. And so we see that she had the child.
Amen.
And the child died. Amen, somebody. The child died. Tell somebody prematurely. Some things are happening. Amen. This is one of the reasons why it's important that we shut doors. Amen. And so go to verse 20. I believe it's verse 20. Read. Sorry
verse
about that.
20. It might have been. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees until noon, and then the child died.
Uh-huh.
And she went up and she laid him on the bed of the man of God, and she shut the door upon him.
Here she's making intercession. And there are times that we need to make intercession and then even get others, bring others on board to make intercession. Somebody say, shut the door.
Shut the door.
Shut the door. Amen. Amen. Are y'all getting this?
Yeah.
Just kind of look real quick on some of these notes that I made because I don't want to miss out on anything like I did the last time. Hallelujah. Somebody say, shut the door. Somebody say, how do we shut doors? You can shut doors through repentance. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes we need to repent, and we need to repent quickly. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And we can shut doors also with the blood of Jesus Christ. Go to Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12. We might as well go there. That's why I wanted to go. Exodus chapter 12, verse 5. Exodus 12 and 5.
Reads, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the...
Go to four.
Okay, four.
Four, yeah.
And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb.
Now here's judgment getting ready to come upon... There's judgment getting ready to come upon Egypt. Oh, glory to God. Egypt is a picture, a type of the world. And judgment was getting ready to come upon them. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so God was protecting his people. My God. From judgment. Because as much as we want to think, sometimes we ain't always right. And so here's God saying, take a lamb and put it on the doorposts. Oh, glory to God. See, they weren't just shutting physical doors, but they were shutting, somebody say, spiritual doors. Everybody getting this?
Yes, yes,
everybody
yes.
Getting this? And so here's God protecting his people from judgment.
Okay.
All right. So that the death angel didn't just come in and destroy, oh, glory to God, the Egyptians' firstborn, but where it wouldn't also destroy the firstborn of God's people. Everybody getting this? Oh, glory to God. I'm taking my time today. Hallelujah. So here's God, somebody say, protecting his people in a time of judgment. This is why a couple of weeks ago we were saying, make sure that you keep the blood applied upon yourself. Keep the blood upon your children. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Keep the blood upon your loved ones. Keep the blood upon your home. Okay. Read.
Verse 5.
And who did that sound like? An animal, a sheep, without defect. Oh, glory to God. Let me say it this way. Without sin. Who is that? That's Jesus. Read.
Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same
14
month.
14 is the number of salvation.
Yes.
Come on, oh glory to God. Who died for our salvation? Who was that sheep? Oh glory to God. Read.
the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take the blood and strike it on the two sides of the door, the two side posts of the door.
Come on, apply it to the doorpost. Oh, glory to God. Apply it to the doorpost. Not plead, not beg. Oh, glory to God. But apply it. Oh, glory to God. You don't have to beg for nothing. But apply it. Oh, glory to God. You don't have to beg for nothing that belongs to you. Amen, somebody. You're right. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. They applied the blood. Come on. Oh, glory to God. As the righteousness of Christ Jesus, we have the ability to apply the blood of Jesus. The Bible says they applied it upon the doorposts. Oh, glory to God. No, they wasn't all of that, but God still wants to protect his people. No, we're not. Okay, all right. Glory to God. And what belonged to them, the things that were with them that were in the house. Okay, all right. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I put the blood upon everything the Lord has made me a steward over. Are y'all getting this? Read 6 again, daughter.
And you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it, the lamb, in the evening.
In the evening or twilight. Amen. In the evening or twilight, when the sun is going down, when the sun is setting. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Let me say it this way. When it's near the end of the day. Y'all didn't get it. You didn't get it. Sometimes God is bringing things to a close. My God. Oh, glory to God. What am I saying? That bondage was coming to a close. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. This slavery was coming to a close. Come on. Oh, glory to God. This is why God said, hey, on the 14th day, the day of salvation. Come on. In other words, it was a picture of them coming out. Go to 10 through 12.
Mark chapter 4, verse 10 through 12. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables.
Now let me say this. How many know that you got gates? Amen. You got gates. You got eye gates. Yes. You got ear gates. Yes. Oh, glory to God. You have the ability. I was just talking to a person yesterday.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. We pray we'll see you there.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. Denny Nugent here with a question from Philemon, one of the shortest books in all of Scripture. In this letter, the Apostle Paul writes to a slave owner named Philemon, urging him to reconcile with his runaway slave and a fellow Christian, a man named Onesimus. Now, John, the whole master-slave relationship sounds repugnant to our modern sensibilities, and listeners may wonder why Paul didn't address the wickedness of slavery in the letter. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, and that's a very legitimate question, Denny, but let me just say this. The kind of slavery that existed in biblical times was not necessarily the kind of slavery we think of when we think of the horrific slave trade and people taken out of Africa, put in chains and distributed around the world to live the rest of their lives in abject poverty without any exercise of their own independence or their own choices. Biblical patterns of slavery varied greatly. It could be a very elevated position. A medical doctor could be a slave. A lawyer could be a slave. All that it meant was that he was indentured to someone.